Give me a beat. Thank you for pushing play. You are listening to the Rary is Fundamental Podcast, episode 19. Stay in school. It's your best move. No one really cares about the guy on the bottom. No one really cares about the guy beneath. Everybody wants to be down with the dude on top of the stairs. Top of the stairs. Cause no one really cares about the guy on the bottom. No one really cares about the guy beneath. Everybody wants to be down with the dude on top of the stairs. Top of the stairs. Little brother, look around. What's up, Internet? This is the Ray Ray is Fundamental Podcast, episode 19, recorded on June 2nd. 2015, brought to you by RayRay.net. I am Ray Moraldi. You know me as Ray Ray. I'm in a little bit of a hurry because I actually have two guests I want to talk to really quick. They're part of the famed Gal Pal squad. Laura Walker, first of all, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today, Ray Ray?
I'm good. I'm trying to all sound professional here. You don't have to sound so professional here.
It's kind of hard when your name is Ray Ray. Ray Ray.
Plus. Yeah, thanks. And Joanne Piston fan, who actually does the sweet voiceover for Storytime with Adam Jacoby. How's it going, Joanne?
Hi, Ray Ray. Nice
you can call me
you
Ray.
As always.
You can call me Ray. It's cool. That's fine.
Can, but why would I?
That's
especially
true.
Especially when you just introduced yourself as Ray Ray.
That's true, too. But I've known you people for so long that, you know, I thought I'd get used to, you know, just Ray or whatever. But that's cool. So the reason why I'm talking to gals right now.
It's Girl Talk with the Gal Pal Squad.
Girl Talk with the Gal Pal Squad. And
yay.
I want to talk about this because this has kind of bothered me a little bit. Just a little bit. Not really. I'm only talking about it on a podcast. But so, Laura and I went to lunch recently. And the first thing she noticed, and I've been living here in Oregon for about 8 months now. The first thing she brought up to me was like, why are you wearing those dorky long johns again? And I'm like, wait a second.
That's not actually what happened, okay?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying,
okay,
I'm just
so
paraphrasing
I'm
here.
I'm waiting for Ray. We're meeting for lunch in Portland. And he comes up, and I notice he is wearing long johns, which he claims he's worn in front of me before, but I didn't remember. But I said, Ray, are those long johns? And he said, yes. And then I was like, oh. And then he's like, what? What's the problem? I was like, well, they're kind of dorky. And then he got really mad at me. And now it's turned into this thing.
You know what? I have an important question. The green
yes.
shirt. What is on the green shirt?
I don't even remember what the heck I wore, honestly. Like,
wait, it looks like there's four guys on there. It looks like a band, maybe?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's actually a gray shirt, but I guess the lighting made it look like it was green. It's just a bunch of Filipinos on there, basically. Yeah.
Okay. See, yeah. I was very intrigued by the shirt. So when I got the picture, that was the first thing I noticed before the
Well, good.
The
you didn't know it was a long john first. But see, here's the thing. You said that you haven't seen me wear it, but then you told me that our other gal pal, Sarah Moon, said that I look dorky in long johns forever, and you've been wanting to tell me this for a while now.
No, I didn't. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have. Because you
no,
mentioned
I
that-
said I texted. No, I texted her like that minute to get her opinion about long johns, and I said that she agreed with me. That's what happened.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. But here's the thing. It's like, how is it dorky? That's what I want to know. Like, why or how is it dorky? And I've been wearing it for my entire stay here in Portland, really. And no one has said anything.
Long johns are inherently dorky. It's when they're visible.
But what was the weather like? Because if it was unreasonably
cold,
then...
It was like 60 degrees. It was not that cold out. It's like not long johns weather. Okay, long johns weather is like, okay, you're a Pistons fan. Does that mean you live in like cold Michigan?
Yes, yeah, we're
okay,
we have 11 months of the year.
I would say, would you agree with me then, Joanne, that long johns temperature, it would have to be, like, there would have to at least be snow on the ground for people to start wearing their long johns around?
Wait a second, really?
Okay, yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, so it was
really
like 60 degrees out, okay? That's
you're talking to a California guy here, and
I wear a jacket,
a scarf, when it becomes like 45 or 40 degrees. I get cold really easily.
But there are a other ways to layer your clothes before resorting to long johns?
Resorting to long johns. I don't understand the dorkiness of it, honestly. It's like there are several dorkier outfits or something than that, you know?
Such as?
I don't know. Like, you, I don't know, multicolored shirts and stripes or something? I have no idea, you know? Like, you wear, like, you look like Waldo or something. I don't know. Isn't that dorkier than wearing long johns and then you wear a shirt over long johns? It's not like I'm just wearing long johns. I'm wearing a shirt over a long johns.
But your long johns really shouldn't be visible, like, ever. It doesn't
Why
even
not?
Matter if it's, like, cold out. Like, you shouldn't be able to see your long johns. They're kind of like, they're like long sleeve underwear.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just not as opinionated about long johns.
But see, here's the thing. It's like, it's not like, you know, I'm wearing my briefs over my pants or something. That's probably a different story.
Yeah, I would not do that.
I do not do that. What are you talking about? I don't know. Like, I see people wear long sleeve shirts in different colors or not long johns, and then they wear a shirt over it. That's how
Wait,
I see it.
They're wearing actual clothing.
What? Long johns aren't actual clothing?
They are like underwear. They're like visible underwear is what you're doing, and I don't want to see your underwear. And neither does anybody else.
Oh my gosh.
People really wear,
like,
people really wear those, like, for the purpose of underwear? I don't really know.
Well,
that's another question
okay,
right there.
So, Ray, I really hate to bring this up, but my mother used to wear long johns.
So? What's your point? I'm not ashamed to be like your mom.
Okay.
I'm not ashamed to be wearing long johns. See, we even made
but
a...
But even my mom knew better than to have them be visible in public.
Wow. It's not like, again, it's not like I'm flashing anybody. Hey, guys, I'm wearing long johns. Ew! Censor this guy now!
But all you could see was the sleeves, though, so...
Yeah,
that's,
I mean...
That's not as bad.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if I'm not wearing long johns, then you see, oh my god, my arms are naked.
But they're still inherently dorky.
maybe he made it work, right?
Exactly. I make it work. I mean, I've gotten away with a lot of things, but for some reason, I don't get away with long johns from Laura.
No.
See, Ray Ray is a guy who takes fashion risks.
That's right. I can't even give a straight face saying that. I'm saying I get away with a lot, and I don't know. Like, for some reason, I can't get away with long johns. It's weird. Like, I can get away with listening to Justin Bieber's music.
You can wear whatever you want, Ray. I'm just telling you that it looks dorky.
I make it work, sister. I just Z-snapped and you didn't see it. So what do you think I should just wear? Sweaters? That's kind of boring sometimes, you know? Sweatshirts? That's kind of boring.
What's interesting about long johns?
They're comfortable! Is that okay? Can I be comfortable? Can I be comfortable in 45-degree weather? This California guy who's used to 95-degree weather?
You can do whatever you want. I just said that. I'm just telling you that you should be aware that they look dorky. I'm not trying to impinge on your freedom, Ray.
Joanne, help me out here. Defend me. Defend me, Joanne.
Wear what you want. You be you.
Thank you.
Yes, but, Joanne, I just said he can do him all he wants, but are you going to honestly try to tell me that you don't think long johns are inherently dorky, no matter who is wearing them?
See, I didn't say that. However, you know, it's more about the function, the purpose. You need something to go underneath the t-shirt because you're cold.
I am comfortable.
But there's lots of things that you can put under a t-shirt that aren't as dorky as long johns. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you know what? That's fair.
Ha.
I guess I lose this debate. It's 2-1-1. I wish I had my boy Adam here to defend me. You probably think it's dorky too.
But at the same time, I'll say this. Dorky can be fun.
Dorky can be fun.
I wear lots of dorky t-shirts. I wear a t-shirt around that says Beethoven, the original Def Jam. That is very dorky. But you don't wear long johns with it. Long johns is like a different category of dorky.
what I should do next time, because I remember when we went to lunch, you wore a Nukis on the Block t-shirt. I'm gonna totally wear a Nukis on the Block t-shirt over long johns just so I can double the dorkiness. There.
I wore that on purpose because I knew you'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I did appreciate it, but you didn't appreciate my long johns. So
I do not appreciate your long johns, that is correct.
I think we're done here. I hate you both for calling me dorky. Thank you very much. Good night.
Hey, this is Glenn Moore from Cleveland, Ohio, the host of the This Is Awesome Wrestling Show, and you're tuned in to Ray Ray is Fundamental, probably the best podcast on the West Coast, if not the whole USA.
That was some good girl talk with the Gal Pal Squad. Follow Laura on Twitter at Stretched Octave. Stretched, you can spell Stretched, and Octave, O-C-T-A-V-E. And follow Joanne Piston Fan at Joanne Piston Fan. Yeah, she is a big fan of the Detroit Pistons. Anyway, my guests for this podcast. First of all, we have Adam Jacoby, of course. He's back with a story. And my old friend of mine, Zach Carver from CBSSports.com, and we attempted to talk NBA Finals, and we failed miserably. Just listen, alright? Have fun. Have a laugh. Scratch. On the line, these gentlemen are hilarious. First off, of course, my favorite storyteller in the world, Adam Jacoby, what's up?
How are you doing, Ray Ray, and other guests that you haven't named yet, so I'm not going to spoil it.
The other guest being an old friend of mine, known him for a long time, he's been on the show before, and he loves reading bad erotica novels. Zach Carver from CBS Sports, what's up?
Could you just not say that I'm on the podcast, so that way it's really a surprise that Adam didn't ruin?
Ah, well, I'm so sorry
just say
for spoiling
a special
it.
Guest.
Fine, a special
yeah.
guest.
Otherwise, what Adam said is going to make almost zero sense.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Not too bad. I can't complain. You know, it's a nice day outside. The sun is shining, and it's really good.
That's
not a joke, but it's just really good. I don't know.
Okay.
The weather's never a joke.
Man, I'm just waiting for this thing to disintegrate into something already, because I don't know, because you guys are hilarious, so I'm just waiting for something here. But seriously, guys, NBA Finals is about to start in about a couple days or so, but let's start with you, Zach. Like, the NBA season, the playoffs have been terrible, haven't they been?
I wouldn't say terrible. I just think we had such a roller coaster of emotion last year that nobody wanted to stop riding at any point. And so this year it's been like a carousel. Like, carousels suck, right? Like, there's nothing fun about a carousel. But if you're on one, you kind of have to make the best of it. And so, like, you're riding the rabbit, or you're riding—I think that actually means like heroin or something. I don't mean like
drugs.
You're not doing drugs, but like you're riding a horse, or you're riding like a king, or well, I guess they don't have people that you ride in the carousels. This is really—it's just turning, and you feel like you're gonna get a little bit sick if it goes any faster, but you don't want it to end. So I guess you just get dizzy. What was the question?
So you're dizzy.
Dizzy, basically. Yeah, the playoffs make me dizzy.
Okay, there you go. Adam, how do you feel? Besides Austin Rivers that we talked about, like, in a few podcasts in the past.
Boy, Zach, that analogy turned sour in a hurry.
Oh.
Oh, God.
It's weird to answer your actual question.
Was it like a carnage ball of disaster?
To answer your question, like, it's weird because there have been exciting moments in the playoffs, you know, with the buzzer beating and the whatnot. And really nothing's going to top. I just said nothing's going to top, and then two things came to mind, so I'm not good at this either. But one, the job that Paul Pierce did, even in, like, the most glorious defeat possible, if you're going to go out, that's the way you go out, like, just ruined by a technicality, and that's it. But everyone still saw that shot. Between that and Steph Curry absolutely burying the Pelicans and, like, not even giving them the gentleman's sweep, those moments were fun, but by and large, yeah, the quality of play has not been, a whole lot of fun to watch, especially in the East. You really wanted to see Atlanta play better than that. The Cavs haven't looked great. The Raptors went out quickly, and even the Bulls, it's not as if they forced the Cavaliers to play elite ball to beat them. Really the opposite. So, when you watch games like that over and over, even though they end up close, you know, at no point were you like, this is the pinnacle of the sport. The closest you come to that is, I guess, Golden State, but even then, you know, it's not like you watch this team and have the same sort of reaction that you did to watching the Spurs working at that high level even last year. You know what I mean? Like, it's a step below that. And when such an example of basketball at its best is so recent, you can't help but be a little underwhelmed this go around. Mm-hmm. You see what I did there? Around? On the carousel?
Yes, because
it's a carousel.
Carousel.
That's what they do, is they go around. I want to back up Adam here. And something that I feel is almost offensive that he and I get accused of, that we have, like, this library of puns that we've worked on over and over, waiting. Like, these are...
We get accused of this often.
Yeah, these are 99% of them, minimum, are spur-of-the-moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I believe that.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
Like, we're not trying... Like, they're spur-of-the-moment. We're not trying to, like... We're not dunking for anything. We're not popping them. We're just a Manu trying to get by. That's what I would say. In the spur of the moment.
Frankly, our Twitter feeds are too active for us to just write a pun and then just Parker it right there waiting for the right moment.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I don't want to split her hairs here, but this is really...
This is T.I. going off the rails.
Don't worry. These people are not Boros. I can't even do this, man. I can't do this. Anyway, I mean, I think I made the mistake of even asking a serious question about this. Seriously. So I'm just going to cut right to the chase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if Harper can say his prediction because he works for a national network, so he can't really say his prediction just yet. But finals prediction, Adam?
I think... You really can't count out the Spurs still. This is just classic Popovich. Lying in wait, playing the long game. If Boris Dio is not three sheets to the wind on just the highest quality Merlot right now, he could still step out on the court, drop 20. And, like, what are you going to do? Are you going to tell Popovich that he's not allowed to do that? Really? Because I feel like that conversation wouldn't go well for you. So I'm going to say Spurs in five. Yeah.
I think that it's... I can say my prediction. It's already posted on the internet.
Okay, good.
It just seems like I can't believe they keep sticking around and that they're still here and they still keep pushing forward. So I've got to respect the way they've been grinding through this whole thing. I think it's Black Eyed Peas in five. I really do. I don't think they're the best team, but
no, I mean, God, no,
no. But I mean, let's get it started and let's see who wins.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you look at the predictions that everyone's putting up, and it's Warriors in six, Cavaliers in seven, maybe Warriors in five. where is the love for the Black Eyed Peas?
I got a feeling that these finals are going to be a good night.
Shut up.
Rakim!
Hey, man, I could be related to one of the members of the Black Eyed Peas, all right? He's one of them's Filipino, so, and every Filipino is related to each other.
Technically,
so.
We all could.
Is that, yeah, that's sure, we all could.
Was that racist? Yeah. I feel like you were racist there, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. yeah, so, last time I had Harper in this podcast, it was right before the Super Bowl, and we read a bat erotica novel based on Rob Gronkowski. And that podcast was...
I don't mean to interrupt. Do you have to put the word bad in there?
They're not bad. Sorry. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent erotica.
Cherished literary works.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, that podcast was so popular that they demanded us to read another one again.
Mm-hmm.
This time around, we're going to read an excellent excerpt from Farrah Abraham, who you know as was one of the teen mothers on that MTV show or whatever.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yes.
I've never heard of this person in my life.
Well, that's good for you. But she wrote an erotica novel,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically like, it's almost like an autobiography.
Well, no, she and, said it was fiction. And it,
well, that's what she says.
I take Farrah Abraham at her word.
Sure.
She's one of the forefathers of this country and all.
Descendant of the descendant of Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah. Two of the foremost political leaders of our time.
Mm-hmm.
Of any time, really.
So, I have no idea. Okay, so there's this scene in her erotica novel, mm-hmm. between Fallon, I'm guessing this is Jimmy Fallon, and Ilyan. I guess he's Russian or something. But
no, that's clearly... Ersan Ilyasova.
Right, yeah.
Thank you. All right, so...
Fallon... just from what I'm reading here, Fallon is apparently this girl.
Yeah. I guess so.
Wildly confused.
Well, now, wait a second. I have thought for years, mm-hmm. that Jimmy Fallon was actually male.
That's what I thought, too. And he hosts a very popular national show, mm-hmm. late-night show.
Mm-hmm. Sports Nation, yeah.
Yes. So... I'm going to start reading this, and then I guess Adam will follow, and then Harper can follow after Adam. So
really bring it on home.
I want to warn the listener, don't listen to this portion of the podcast anywhere anywhere near a school.
It's we can't emphasize this enough. You could go to jail for playing this too loudly.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, don't even try listening to it at work.
No, well, God, I mean, no, you'd be, at minimum, you'd be fired.
Well, maybe you can listen to it at work if your work is a certain kind of occupation.
No. Nope.
I'm gonna start.
Fireman.
Yes. I'm gonna start. What the hell was that, Fallon? Ilyan snapped as he slowed down for a red light. What was what? You need to chill out. You totally embarrassed me back there. He pounded his knuckle on the steering wheel and frowned at me. They were boring. Get more interesting friends and I'll pay attention. I rolled my eyes. I was fine going to the party. I wasn't about to say no to free booze or a reason to get dressed up, but this was ridiculous. I sat and fumed until we reached his building. I got out of the car and slammed the door shut, turning to face him, the moment his cell phone rang. He held up a finger, no doubt aware I'd been about to let him have it. Hey, Dad. You may continue, Adam.
So, as soon as it's hey, Dad, you'd throw it off to me?
Yes.
I rolled my eyes and followed him into the building. I couldn't even storm off without him. My keys were upstairs in his condo. He hung up before we got onto the elevator, but another couple was already waiting for the lift. I managed to hold my anger in, preferring to tell him off in private anyways. Ilyan led the way to his front door and unlocked it. I had my rebuttal on the tip of my tongue. The front door closed and he jerked me into his arms. His kiss was hot. Hungry, demanding. I found myself melting into it, sinking into his touch, seduced by the taste of him and how he so expertly commanded me with one touch. I pushed at his shoulders. I'm supposed to be mad at you. Be mad at me later. F*** me now. He didn't let me reply, just swept me off my feet and carried me across the space. Do you want to come here, Zach?
Yeah, just so I make sure I'm in the moment when I before I read this. They got in a fight at a party with his friends. He talked to his dad, and that turned him on to the point that he wanted to have sex with this woman. Yes? That may or may not be Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
That's all right.
His dad just gave him a hell of a pep talk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, now I'm in character. By the way, this reads like a like someone who was on a reality TV show about being a pregnant teenager.
Yeah, right.
Okay. It was impossible to think when he kissed me like this, thrusting into my mouth, touching my body. We made it to the dining table. Ilion kicked the chairs away and set me on the edge. Though we'd had sex on most of the furniture, this was new. He clawed at the zipper, yanking it down. Fabric might have ripped. I wasn't too sure. My legs hung off the side and my heels dropped to the floor, discarded like my clutch and his keys before them. Cool air skated over my breasts. I'd forgone a bra, since I knew Ilion liked that, so there was nothing to shield my breasts when he jerked the dress down to my waist. The straps captured my arms at my sides. That seems uncomfortable. His narrow gaze devoured my body, touching me with dark intent. I shivered and strained towards him, except he kept me where I was. I loved and hated his strength, how he could control me, throw me around at will. Right now, it was hot.
Fantastic. This is turning me on.
No.
No, that's not the text, Ray. That's...
Hey, no ad-lib in here, pal.
All right, I'm sorry. He pushed me down onto the table and held me there with one hand on my stomach and stripped my dress off me, leaving me in just panties. This uninhibited sex style of sex was new to me, and I was quickly growing addicted. I'd never known the rough abandon or carnal intent Ilion showed me. My stomach fluttered as he grasped my panties and pulled them. They ripped at the seam on one side. Ilion and I paused, staring at the bit of torn material. A grin spread across his face, and he ripped the other side with a simple flex of his arms. Hot. Ilion shed his suit jacket and shirt until all he wore were his hands, and those were easy to get rid of. I wanted to do that myself, unbutton his shirt, caress his chest, but Ilion was the type who wanted all the control when we It was a small thing to capitulate to his desire, especially when he made me so many times. She actually knows the word capitulate. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
He stepped between my knees, pushing them open. My heart still beat a little harder the first moment he saw me completely exposed. The nearest chair scraped across the floor as he brought it back to the head of the table and sat down. I was his feast, spread out for the taking.
Yikes.
He didn't waste time touching or caressing. But we often didn't have time for that. He cupped my in both hands, his shoulders keeping me open to him, and lifted me up. I flattened my hands against the table and held my breath. And my toes brushed his chest, and I splayed my hands wider. He kneading my K-N-E-A-D-ing. He'd surprised me the first time he both places.
Well, how could you not?
Introducing me to a new realm of sexual fantasy. It was easy to imagine this moment happening in a movie. Just thinking about what we were doing and where it was so hot, I almost the mental picture alone. Ilion put me down and grabbed my hand, tugging me upright.
There was a scraping at the door, a banging, a rattling. All of a sudden, zombies rushed into the room, not zombies, looking to take their Third Reich and put it where the sun doesn't shine. Ilion
erotic
saved me.
Nazi John.
Ilion grabbed an axe, saving me from the horde of zombies. Again, Nazi zombies. The end. Is that not in your version?
I like that version much better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the Nazi zombies and then
is there a more uncomfortable word to say than that right there?
No.
Oh my goodness. So, if you're into erotica novels, would you buy this one? It's by Teen Mom Farrah Abraham.
I feel like you should at the very least offer an Amazon affiliate link. Because maybe Zach and I would not purchase this book.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that no listeners will want to purchase this book. So you might as well cash in.
Here's the thing. Is it time we opened up our own narration business?
We totally should. This was suggested to us.
Yeah. Also, do you guys see this, like, most read column on the left-hand side?
Mm-hmm.
The third one at the bottom where it says Farrah Abraham is her own hashtag WCW. Does she not look like Jeff Goldblum in makeup there? And I'm not trying to be mean. I think Jeff Goldblum is stunning.
As do we all.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, he's a very sexy individual.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the better writer, Harper? Her or Lacey Noonan from A Gronking to Remember?
I feel like I was much more into A Gronking to Remember, just in terms of the actual text, but we didn't have Adam reading that A Gronking to Remember, so I'm going to go with this one because that really sold me.
I don't even know how much it is. I'm going to look this up on Amazon and see how much this book is.
If it's, because if it's more than $1.47, you're paying too much.
See, I was going to guess $39.95. Because this is high quality.
And $7.95 after each additional minute?
Yes, that's it. That's it.
It's called Celebrity Sex Tape in the Making. That's what it's called. So I'm going to see how much this is, because Lacey Noonan's book was like $2.99.
But didn't she get sued over that?
I think because of a picture of her cover. It was like a stock photo of someone.
So what was in the book was totally fine, but they...
Do you think that, like, the fact that she got sued increased or deflated the hype around the book?
Oh, you crazy Dorito. Isn't that what they said in the thing?
Hey, guys. Newsflash, she has 3 books out of the series. There's a Celebrity Sex Tape book 3.
She works fast, but I guess you knew that.
Yeah, the first book is worth $6.79 on Kindle, so is the second book, and the third book is $5.78. And she's on the cover of all of them. Farrah Abraham.
I'm not saying she looks like him in general, it was just that one picture.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. I don't think we need to be unfair to her.
Yep. Like, screams out, "I'm about to go Abraham."
She has to.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, not in the process.
No. She's like, "Abracadabra," and then the magic happens.
The fun's not over yet. We'll be right back with more Adam Jacoby and Zach Harper after this promo and after this song.
This is David Benjamin from ESPN, and you are listening to the Ray Ray is Fundamental podcast.
Context. There's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. To lose the inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's bullet, we out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. Burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from northwest, east, south. Everybody, let's get into it, get stoned, come on, get started, let's get it 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 started. Body and soul, don't get ahead, just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it.
Adam, while you're on a roll, it's time for...
Hi, this is Joanne Piston Fan, and all I want to do is have some fun. You're listening to Storytime with Adam Jacoby.
Storytime. And you said you had a story that you had specifically saved for Zach Harper.
Yeah, that's right. I appreciate people like you, Ray Ray, and people like you, Zach Harper. Because, you know, I was talking with somebody just this weekend. He was a native Iowan, but he lived in Portland. And, you know, it's sort of the hipster capital of North America, or at the very least, west of the Mississippi. You know.
Yes, I do know. Mm-hmm. I do know this.
Yeah,
yes.
You know a thing or two about that. And it's like... The vibe that they're trying to give off is that they just don't care. But you shouldn't have to put in like 2 hours of effort just to craft your appearance into I don't care, because that sounds a whole lot like caring to me. And it's just, I don't get that need, that desire to be so outwardly cynical to be like, your rules are dumb, my rules are good, and you know, it's just, I don't have any time for that, I don't get anything out of it, but you know, people like you are, you know, at the very least, you might like weird and bad things, but at the very least, you are sincere about it. We didn't go to Taken 3 twice in a weekend because we hated it.
Right.
We genuinely loved the process of watching this terrible movie. And we got a lot of conversation and fodder out of it. Zach was even compiling the list of crimes for which Liam Neeson was not charged.
I have it on my phone. It is quite the lengthy list.
It is an enormous list. But, you know, that is a sincere enjoyment of the thing. And just in general, the people who express their passions outwardly are the people that you have the most rewarding conversations with, time and time again. Like, I can't remember the last time I had a conversation with a very cynical person that left me in any way energized or happier or anything less than drained and more bitter about the world. And, you know, life is too short for that. Give me, you know, let me know what your passions are, and be sincere about it is what I'm trying to say. If you can't do that, or if you choose not to do it, then I really don't have any time or tolerance for your company. That is a hard and fast rule with me. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you guys is, give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it.
Damn it.
Man, it's a hot one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun.
Oh.
I hear you whispering the words to melt everyone. Everybody! But you talk so cold or whatever.
What's more likely to kill you? Is it being 7 inches from the midday sun, or you might as well be walking on the sun?
Here's the thing. I would say being 7 inches from the midday sun, because if you're walking on the sun, then there's probably 3.5 feet between the surface of the sun and your internal organs. You know, the vital ones. If your knees get burnt, it's not going to kill you. It'll hurt, but you know. But if you're 7 inches from it, I assume that's your whole body business being that close. or if it's just over your head, you know, the midday sun being the highest in the sky, then your brain's getting super duper torched. You know,
right? Yeah. Do you mind if I offer up a story?
This is Joanne Piston Fan. Are we having pun yet? This is a very special edition of Storytime with Zach Harper.
Storytime with Zach Harper.
It's something that, it's kind of like a serious literary story, but it's All right, it takes place in the world of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. It actually happens after Quasimodo died. And after his death...
Well, easy with the spoilers.
After his death, the bishop of the Cathedral of Notre Dame sends words through the streets of Paris, and they need a new bell ringer for the tower, right? And the bishop decides he's gonna have some interviews personally, and he's gonna basically oversee the screening process. After going through the motions with several applicants, and they demonstrate their skills and show their bell ringing abilities. Decides to call the day. And this guy walks up, and this guy is armless. Like, no arms. So he was just born with disfigurements, has no arms, but everything else fully functioning. He approaches him and says he's like to apply for the bell ringer job. And the bishop just cannot believe it. He's like, you have no arms. How can you possibly do this?
Right.
And man says, no matter. Observe. He begins striking the bells with his face. And it's just this amazing, melody, the most beautiful melody you can imagine from church bells. And the bishop is floored, listening, completely astonished, and he's I found the replacement for Quasimodo. We had such a hard time, trying to deal with this tragedy, but we found our replacement. This guy can, kind of help everyone get into better spirits. And suddenly, there's a rushing towards striking the bell, and the armless man trips. He goes to strike the bell, he trips and plunges down the bell tower and dies. And just no one can believe this. And the bishop's like, I can't believe we've lost. I mean, this guy was our hope for happiness. And he rushes to his side, and a crowd gathers around the armless man. He's beautiful music playing from people in the streets and trying to make this incredible moment, and they let the bishop through, and someone says, Bishop, who was this man? And the bishop says, I don't know his name, but his face rings a bell.
Yes! Yes!
Wow.
I do believe buckets have been gotten.
Buckets did get gotten.
That was Pun. This has been Storytime with Adam Jacoby. Thank you for listening.
Harper, I know you don't have that much time left, but I guess it was good for you to decompress a little bit from all the basketballs going on.
If I may whore out some of my own work.
Go ahead.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
I spent 5 days watching 7 years of Steph Curry plays. From his junior year at Davidson through this MVP season, and chronicled them on CBSSports.com. I don't want you to read it. There's no need to read it. It's 3,200 words. It's way too many words. Just go give it a click. Maybe let the video play so we get that ad revenue going. Maybe watch a few of the videos on there. Some interesting stuff from his Davidson days all the way through his career. And, just give that little old thing a click. CBSSports.com, yeah. The Steph Curry development.
Yes, and follow the man at Talk Hoops on
Twitter.
No,
I can't advise that, but definitely # follow Adam.
I definitely endorse that, who is the best storyteller in the world outside of Zach Harper, Adam Jacoby.
Well, thank you very much. If I could whore out something as well,
yes, sir.
It would be my body.
Now that is a gronking to remember.
Yes, sir. Thanks for wasting my time, guys.
This is Adam Jacoby, and if you're looking for a morality play, check out Ray Ray is Fundamental.
I had no idea what was going to happen in that podcast. I just knew it was going to be a train wreck, especially with Zach Harper and Adam Jacoby on the show. But seriously, they are two of the funniest guys around. They are already masters of their crafts. I'm talking about sports writing. But those are two really swell guys as well. And I'm sure we'll have Zach back in the future, especially since he also has a great gift of narrating erotica novels. Also, it was great to finally have a regular feature of the Gal Pal Squad. Those women are awesome, and you will hear more of them in future episodes. Getting a lot going on with this podcast, and hopefully you'll keep listening, keep downloading, and keep supporting. I would love to get great guests on this show, whether it's from the world of sport or every other genre of entertainment.
And as you all know, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. You can also download the show on both RayRay.net and Stitcher. Follow the show on Twitter at RayRayIsFun. And you can also follow me personally on the No Look Pass. Yao Pal Squad, thanks so much for taking care of me. Everyone, thank you so much for your support. Zach Harper, thanks for coming on to do some sexy reading. Adam Jacoby, thank you for always coming on to do some awesome storytelling. And just remember, Ray Ray is fundamental, and you don't need a library card to check me out. Until the next episode, party people.
My pizza is here. This is so exciting.
Yeah.
Roxy, can you hear her?
I'm hungry.
Hi.
Again.
That's awful. Sorry, just a second. Thank you.
I'm excited for the pizza, too.
Yeah. I think it's awesome that you're so excited about pizza. I'm excited about this meal that I'm making right now, so
we're very excited
about food.
What are you making?
Ribs and black-eyed peas. Game over, yeah!
Moded.